I was forced into it. I was not this way before, and now I have been pushed, kicking and screaming, into the Disney fold.
Hey, we need to talk.
Welcome to the Church Communications Group podcast, where we help church leaders find clarity, confidence, and connection in their communications. I'm Kim, General Manager of the Church Communications Group, joined by my co-host and friend, Zach.
Every Tuesday, we'll bring you fresh insights on what's happening in church communications. We promise to keep it real around here. Expect authentic conversations, practical advice, and definitely a few laughs along the way.
In each episode, we'll also share a valuable resource to help you grow in your church communications, leadership skills, and honestly, just life as well. So whether you're a seasoned communications director or just starting out, there is something here for you.
Now, get ready to learn, grow, and connect as we open up the conversation in today's episode of Hey, We Need to Talk.
Hey, Church Communicator, let's talk about Christmas.
Christmas!
What are your like favorite Christmas things to do? Either traditions or like just Christmas things. What are your faves?
My nutcracker right here. I just want to just give a shout out to the nutcracker. Like, this is like authentic. This is like from Scandinavia somewhere. Like you can see, it's like, I don't know exactly what that says, but I'm sure it says authentic, you know, Drosselmeyer from, what is that? Swan Lake? Not Swan Lake.
There is a Swan Lake.
Is that the Christmas ballet? What's the Christmas
ballet? The Nutcracker Ballet.
Oh, yeah. The Nutcracker. I actually really loved going to Disney around Christmas time. Like going to, when we lived in California, going to Disneyland, it just felt a lot like Christmas. And I know that's, you know, I wish that was not the thing, but that's what it is.
It's so true. Disney brings Christmas spirit to life.
Yeah,
like you do, you walk in. I mean, I this is why I married this man, because he gets it, you know? And like,
I was forced into it. I was not this way before. And now I have been pushed, kicking and screaming into the Disney fold.
That is so kind of true. But you go to Disney and it's all there. It's like, it's all about the trees, like trees everywhere you go and all sorts of fa-la-la-la-la. It is amazing. So Steve, I'm right there with you.
But another good place around Christmas time is New York City. Like there's just something like so magical. There's like a street in Hell's Kitchen, like probably 53rd Street. The whole street is lined with Christmas lights, like swooping over across the street.
That's cool.
It like feels like you feel like you're in a Hallmark movie when you're there. And then you just like walk a few blocks over. You have Rockefeller, like the big tree. It's nice and cold out. But it's not like icky cold where it's like snowy. So it's like very magical, very romantic. You can go have a nice dinner, go see a show. Like Christmas in New York City is actually, that's the best place in the world.
I want to talk a little bit more about the Christmas experience for a church. And what are those things that we should be pulling out and putting as a part of our experience? And what are those things that we maybe need to be a little more cautious of? This may point some fingers at some churches. I'm okay with that. That becomes more entertainment and is not focusing our attention toward Christ.
Yeah, you see churches kind of go a couple different ways with it. Some are just like, hey, let's lean really heavily into tradition. Like, let's lean really heavily into those things that we've always done, like the great Christmas carols. Let's be very understated and everything and just make it like feel warm and inviting. And then others, they go absolutely the opposite direction, over the top. We all have seen, I think, what was it last year or the last 2 years, the Flying Drummer Boys.
Oh gosh, like yes.
That, wow. I know that went around everywhere. And there were some churches hating on that church. Like they were just hating on them. And I think it all kind of boils down to intention and being very directed about why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're like, hey, this season, we want to bring in some people that wouldn't come if it was a normal weekend. But because it's Christmas, they're going to come with their families because maybe they're being dragged there or whatever, but it's much easier to get people who are on the fringes. A lot of people who wouldn't step in the church otherwise, they would come on a Christmas because, hey, this is a holiday. That's what you do. You go to church on Christmas. And so mm-hmm. you want to catch them. And maybe a lot of churches are thinking, like, let's give them a little bit of a different view of what they might have experienced in their past. Yeah. The intention is really important. Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Some people just want to say, hey, let's celebrate the birth of Jesus and let's just completely focus everyone in on that one moment, which we should all be doing. You just kind of get to there in different ways sometimes.
I think that one of the best services that, and the services that I always looked forward to when I was on church staff was our candlelight service. Mm. Even before going on staff, like that was always really such a formative and maybe one of our most powerful services of the year. And yeah. I think like what it allows us to do is it allows us to pause and reflect. We're surrounded by family. Like this is a great opportunity for us to find people that are like to re-engage with our church, but also it's a great opportunity for us to gather our families again. And it's a great service because wherever you are in the spiritual journey, it is a moment of reflection. It's a moment of reflection on this past year, the God's faithfulness on our lives, whether we recognize it or not, but then also lets us reflect on the new birth, like the sense of new birth of Jesus, like that new birth with inside of us that leads us into the new years. And so I think like that's really what people are looking for is like moments to breathe, settle down, reflect, engage with themselves, introspection, reevaluate their relationships with other people, themselves, and God. And I think that's what people are looking for more so than little drummer boy going above and beyond. Because the other element of Christmas is that we get to serve one another. Christmas is the epitome of Jesus coming down and serving us. Mm-hmm. And like, that's where it all starts with us. And that's a great opportunity for us to reconnect with our community too, through service.
Yeah. That's a great like mix between like for the church and for the community, right? Because mm-hmm. The candlelight service, that really isn't for our community. Mm-hmm. That really is for the church. That is for those people that want to have that moment of honoring Christ and like making sure our reflection is there. And so having that experience element for the church, but then also bringing in an experience element where maybe it is something like flying drummers or whatever mm-hmm. that is, bringing in that experience element for those who are coming in from the outside and have never experienced church or have a bad church background, like maybe some bad experience from the past, right?
I would just say, one, don't compare yourself to the church down the mm-hmm. street. Don't try to do what they're doing. Don't try to one up what they're doing, because the fact is that there are way more people that need to experience Jesus than there are churches right mm-hmm. now and capacity of churches. So do what you feel you're called to do. Don't break the bank to be like, okay, yeah, we've got to have the flying reindeer actually coming over our church mm-hmm. or something like that. You don't have to do that. Like there's another church down the street. They may do that. But do something that reflects your church's identity and brings people in to have that experience and be authentic to you. Because people will know if you're not authentic, if you're just kind of putting something out there that just really feels like, oh man, they really tried, but it just did not hit. Like do what you can do and what you can do really well. And if it is just like a candlelight service, like do that to the best of your ability. And the people that come are going to appreciate that way more than if you try to do a bunch of things that you can only do halfway, or you spend a lot of money on one element. Sometimes church is like, man, I've got $10,000. And so it's going to be the live nativity out front with the reindeer mm-hmm. and the camel mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then the inside of the church, there's nothing, you know, like do what's authentic to you. Don't break the bank and don't feel bad because you're not doing what the church down the street is doing. There are plenty of people that will relate to what you're doing and really be able to be engaged and led to Jesus through what you're doing.
Where do we pull inspiration from for when it comes to Christmas, Zach?
Yeah, I would pull inspiration from the idea of reflection. Like, how can I get people to reconnect with themselves, reconnect with their community, and reconnect with God? And that's what I would build my, and that's what we work to build our Christmases around. It was, what is the message of Christmas? And that's Christ, that's new birth, that's Savior, that's hope, that's redemption. And how can I make that both applicable to myself, to my relationship with God, and our community?
Yeah, I love that. I would go with the inspiration side. I think I love things that like kind of inspire people. And to be able to see in the video realm, we tell a lot of stories around Christmas, a lot of stories of generosity. And I think that's really cool, is when we can lean into the generosity that really impacts people. Like, not just the like, hey, you know, we bought you a pair of sneakers or something like that, but something that moves people down the road. So whether it's like paying rent for somebody for a month or something like that, yeah. I love seeing those stories, because hopefully other people, after seeing that, are inspired to more generosity. And I think we can really use that Christmas spirit to inspire people to lean in throughout the rest of the year. And getting people connected to opportunities to serve in different ways throughout the rest of the year.
So good. And then I'm going to go with the celebration part. You would think we like worked this out,
but we didn't plan that. That's so good.
I would go more on the celebration side. I think, you know, we head from Christmas quickly into Easter, and Easter is very heavy, right? It's this message, this understanding of Jesus's death, burial, but the resurrection. And there is celebration in that, but Easter becomes so heavy, right? And so Christmas is such an opportunity for us to celebrate the birth of the King. And so finding that inspiration in celebration, I am one of those fans of like, when I walk into a church on Christmas, I want the music up. Like, Silent Night is not my dealio. I'm like, you know, like, oh, this kind of is dreadful. I'm into the like, you know, honestly, the Mariah Carey Christmas songs, like, not to say that your church should be doing that. Again, she's canceled in my opinion, but like that kind of like, I know, don't tell her I said that.
She's tuned in right now.
She's fine. She's got enough money. She's good.
But that idea of like, keep it celebratory. This is a time, this is a birthday. This is the birthday of our King, right? And so keeping that celebration part. And I love, you know, Steve and I were talking about Disney earlier, but they bring the celebration, not around the King, but they bring the celebration around Christmas, us being able to bring that into our churches and be able to inspire people to go, hey, it's time to celebrate that our King has come and that our King is born.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for tuning into the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast. We hope today's episode has equipped you with insights and strategies to enhance your church communications efforts.
Remember, we're here every Tuesday with fresh content to keep you up to date on what's happening in church communications. If you found value in today's discussion, we'd love for you to join us again next week by clicking the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts.
And hey, you're a part of this conversation too. So if there's a topic you'd like to talk about, make sure to leave a comment in the episode and on social media.
For more resources or just to set up a call with any one of our team members, head over to churchcommunications.com and check out our free online learning platform, CC Plus, where you can access a wealth of additional resources to support your church communications journey.
We're Zach and Kim, and from all of us here at Church Communications Group, we're looking forward to helping you find clarity, confidence, and connection in your church communications.